Now we'll go back to the news we broke just after 10 o'clock. The UK Supreme Court has just ruled that the refusal of Asher's Bakery to make a so-called gay cake was not discriminatory. In a judgment delivered in London a few moments ago, the court supported the company's right not to bake a cake for gay rights activist Gareth Lee with the slogan "Support Gay Marriage." Let's speak to John O'Doherty from the Rainbow Project. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinny.
And David Smith from the Evangelical Alliance. Good morning to you too.
Good morning.
We're going to hear in a moment what actually was said in court. Before that, John, your reaction to the result?
Well, obviously we're disappointed with today's judgment, Vinny. We're only getting the judgment now, so we're going to have to take some time to reflect upon the judgment and understand what possible impact this is going to have in terms of access to good studies and services for LGBT people and ensuring they don't experience discrimination.
Are you surprised?
I am surprised. Certainly I would have expected the judgment to go in favour of Mr. Lee, but this is the reality of these types of actions, the reality of court cases, that you never know the result until it actually is out.
It was a unanimous decision among the five justices off the Supreme Court, so they all were in agreement, John.
Yeah, I mean, we always said this was a complex case that wasn't very simple. That, you know, the consideration as to whether or not this was refusal on the basis of Mr. Lee's sexual orientation or whether or not it was on the basis of the political opinion. So, you know, we're obviously very disappointed. This is certainly not what we expected today.
The cake was priced at £36.50. The total legal bill now stands at over £350,000. Your response, David, to the result today?
Yeah, thanks, Vinny. I think this case, unfortunately, from the outset, was framed as the LGBT community versus the Christian community. And we tried to say from the outset, and we believe, and that's been made clear today, that that's not what this case was about. That was very unfortunate. I think this is a win for everyone today. It prevents compelled speech. And the court were very clear that people of every description, of every protected characteristic, should continue to be protected from discrimination. But that's not what was happening in this case.
If you can both stay with us, John and David, I just want to bring you some of the audio of what was actually said in court earlier. If you want to react to this morning as well, you can ring us 030 30 80 55 55 on the phones. Let's have a listen.
As to Mr. Lee's claim based on sexual orientation discrimination, the Bakers did not refuse to fulfil his order because of his sexual orientation. They would have refused to make such a cake for any customer, irrespective of their sexual orientation. Their objection was to the message on the cake and not to the personal characteristics of Mr. Lee or of anyone else with whom he was associated. The message on the cake would not just be for the benefit of gay people, but also for the benefit of their families and friends and anyone else who recognises the social benefits which the commitment involved in gay marriage can bring. Accordingly, this court holds that there was no discrimination on the ground of sexual orientation of Mr. Lee or anyone else with whom he was associated. As to the claim based on religious belief or political opinion, the holder of the belief or opinion in question has to be someone other than the alleged discriminator. Once again, the Baker's objection was to the message and not to the man. It was not that Mr. Lee was being refused a job or accommodation or baked goods in general because of his political opinion. The evidence was that the Bakers were quite willing to employ and to serve gay people. So the answer in the claim based on political opinion may be the same as the answer based on sexual orientation. However, there was a much closer association between the political opinion of the man, that is, in favour of gay marriage, and the message he wanted to promote, so that it could be argued that the two could not be separated when considering whether he had been discriminated against on the ground of his political opinion. If so, it would be necessary to consider the impact of the MacArthur's rights under the European Convention on Human Rights. Article 9 of the Convention protects the right to freedom of thought, conscience, and religion, including the right to manifest one's religion or belief in worship, teaching, practice, and observance. The European Court of Human Rights in Strasbourg and the Judicial Committee of the Privy Council here have held it to be an interference with this right to oblige, in one case, non-believers to swear a Christian oath as a condition of remaining a member of parliament, and in the other case, to oblige a Muslim soldier to remain present and doff his cap during Christian prayers at ceremonial parades and at morning and evening colours. The freedom not to express an opinion which one does not hold is also protected by Article 10 of the Convention, which provides that everyone has the right to freedom of expression. This court has held that nobody should be forced to have or express a political opinion in which he does not believe. Convention rights can and are limited by the non-discrimination legislation. The bakers could not refuse to supply their goods to Mr. Lee because he was a gay man or supported gay marriage, but that is quite different from obliging them to supply a cake iced with a message with which they profoundly disagreed. The Fair Employment and Treatment Order should not be read and given effect in such a way as to compel them to do so. Accordingly, this court holds that the claim based on Mr. Lee's political opinion also fails, and thus it allows the baker's appeal. This conclusion is not in any way to diminish the need to protect gay people and people who support gay marriage from discrimination. It is deeply humiliating and an affront to human dignity to deny someone a service because of that person's race, gender, disability, sexual orientation, religion, or belief. But that is not what happened in this case. The court will now adjourn.
The phone lines are still open with another 7 minutes off the programme this morning, 03030 80 55 55. Fred and Lisburn, go ahead.
Good morning, Vinnie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not bad. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what it is. I have friends from all sections of the community, from LGBT, gay, lesbian, straight. We all meet together. We all chat about different things. This conversation has come up on several occasions about the cake, and some of them, even from their own community, feel that they just want to live their life the same as anybody else. And when people like this go and flaunt this ideology that you have to do this because I'm gay.
What do you mean flaunt this ideology?
Flaunt it in public.
You mean as in taking a court case?
Yes.
But surely anyone is entitled to take a court case against an organisation or a person if they feel like they have the right to do so. It doesn't necessarily mean that the outcome should go in their favour, but they have the right to do it without being labelled as flaunting something in someone's face.
They have the right to do it, yes. What I'm saying is, it's cost the company an absolute fortune on legal aid. It has not done anything to enhance either side.
I'm not totally sure in relation to the legal aid. We'll check that out here. But I do know the total figure at the moment for the expenses.
It's
in court. £350,000. And I'm pretty sure that the Christian Institute has been helping the Ashers case and indeed the Equality Commission.
You're correct
with Gareth Lee. Yes, just to clarify that issue regarding legal aid. Fred, thank you very much for your call this morning, 03030 80 55 55. John, do you think this will change perception and maybe the potential for similar cases to be taken in the future?
They do. You know, I think it's important to say that when someone feels they've been discriminated against, they have the right to have that heard by a judge. They have the right to a judgment on that, just as the MacArthurs and Ashers had the right to appeal those judgments. I think if we take away that basic civil right of individuals, then we'll live in a very different society than we do today. I think we need to understand this judgment better. We need to understand the basis on which a business can make a decision versus how an individual can make a decision or how an individual is treated. And ultimately, that's what this case comes down to, whether or not personhood exists within a business. And certainly our perspective would have been that this decision was made by a business that didn't have personhood. Unfortunately, this judgment seems to reflect that the religious opinion of those who own the business from
This does highlight, John, an issue, a thread that has continued throughout this process. The President of the Supreme Court, Lady Hale, said today that the Bakers did not refuse to fulfil Gareth Lee's order because of his sexual orientation. They would have refused to make such a cake for any customer, irrespective of their sexual orientation.
Yeah, and I think we get into, you know, a very big question, which is whether or not a printer printing something them endorsing a particular message. I think if you speak to printers from across the UK and indeed across the world, they would not want to live in a world where the expectation is that anything that they print is being endorsed by the company that is printing it, particularly if you look at those who print political materials during election time and may do that for multiple parties. So I think this judgment could have wide-reaching implications for printers and other businesses who are involved in that type of work, and whether or not their printing of a particular message or leaflet or poster or whatever it happens to be is actually them endorsing that message. And unfortunately, I think with today's judgment, that line is blurred for those businesses.
OK, David Smith, the Equality Commission, obviously they're disappointed at the result. They say that there is a concern that this judgment may raise uncertainty about the application of equality law in the commercial sphere. Both about what businesses can do and what customers, for example, going into a premise may expect, and that, you know, the beliefs of business owners may now take precedence over a customer's equality rights.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case. I mean, as John said, the judgment's very new. We want to read it and go over it in detail. I would be saying to anyone who feels they've been discriminated against, come forward and seek legal advice. And Mr. Lee was absolutely free and right to do that if he felt he had been discriminated against. I think our concern is that what the process that then happened was that because he came forward, the Equality Commission seemed therefore to take and seemed to be in a position where their hands were tied and they felt they had to, on assessment, take the case and could not offer advice, for instance, to Asher Fakery.
Okay, if I could just break in, sorry, David, just because we're coming towards the end of the programme, I want to very briefly talk to the Chief Commissioner of the Equality Commission, Dr. Michael Wardlow. Good morning to you. Your reaction to the result this morning?
Well, I'm sorry it's so late. We've just finished there. Look, we're very disappointed in this. Gareth spoke very movingly about his feeling. And I think our disappointment is in two areas. One is that we've had, obviously, the lower courts in Northern Ireland say that this was actually settled law, and this seems to have overturned that. And the second thing is it now leaves us with uncertainty. What it now seems to say is that the religious or political or belief system of a company is actually something that needs to be taken into consideration when they provide a service. So in other words, when we walk into somewhere and ask for something, it would appear that if our religious political belief system is different than that of the one who's offering the service, and we don't know that, we could be denied a service. In other words, what happened to Gareth is okay. Now, do we really want, when we walk into something or a place asking for a service, whether it's a shop or a provider, how do we know the political religious belief of that organisation? I mean, how do we actually know that? And as Gareth said, this could happen to him again. So it seems that this has to be decided on a case-by-case basis. Now, that leaves us in a very uncertain position because law is meant to be clear. Up to this point, before this decision, the law was clear on equality provision. It now is no longer, in my view, clear. And we need to go back and reflect on this as a commission.
Is this effectively the end now of the gay cake saga?
Well, Gareth is obviously considering other options in this, and that's up to him to consider. For us, it's not the end, and as much as we've now got to reflect on this and see what implications it has on the advice that we give to service providers, but also on the advice that we give to people who believe they've been discriminated against. So I think the final thing is, and we need to move this away from the focus that there seems to have been on a clash between Christian freedom of expression and equality law. This is much bigger than this. It's all customers that have any belief.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Dr. Michael Wardlow, thank you very much. Thanks to John and David as well.